Good evening and welcome to our March 28th, 2017 Ogden City Council meeting. This is the 6 o'clock council meeting. Let the roll call reflect that all council members are present. And our chair, Marcia White, is with us electronically, I believe. So are you here with us?
Oh, not yet.
We're gonna pause for one moment while we get her on the line. But we'd like to welcome all of you. It's good to see all your faces. Hey, Chair White, we are now in the middle of the meeting. We just want to make sure you were with us, so say hello.
All right, it's hard to hear you, just as an FYI.
Okay, we're going to try you back.
There, that's perfect.
That better?
Can you hear us now?
Okay, all right. Well, now we have all council members present, and Chair White is with us electronically. We have the pleasure of having with us Troop 91 from Ogden. The Boy Scout Troop 91, and the Senior Patrol Leader, Luke Webb, is going to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So if we can just follow his instruction through this process. Come on up, Luke.
Right. So we're going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. So please follow after me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Luke, tell us what merit badge you're working on, and why don't you guys come up and get behind him, because we want to hear from all of you.
So I am here at this meeting to earn citizenship in the community.
All right, thank you. Well, next of you, don't go away. Just come up to the mic next and.
I'm working on citizen of the community, and soon, the world.
Tell us your name, too.
My name is Levi Anderson.
Great.
My name is Dylan Ivers, and I'm working on citizenship in the community. Soon we're up, too.
Thank you.
My name is Calvin Head, and we are working for Citizen in the Community, Merit Badge.
My name is J.D. Tuttle, and we are working for the Citizen in the Community.
Thanks.
My name is Jaden Hunsaker, and we're working for the community. No, for citizenship in the community.
My name is Joseph Gibson, and I'm working on the same.
My name is Maddox Hunsaker, and I'm working on citizenship in the community.
I'm Antonio Garcia. We're all working on citizenship in the community.
All right, thanks, you guys. It's good to see you guys. Most of you in uniform. Appreciate your leaders and bringing you down. It's good to see you guys out doing good work. Please now join us for a moment of silence. Thank you. All right. The next item on our agenda are recognitions. We would like to rearrange the order. If I could get a motion to move 4B and C, just reverse those orders. Could I get a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to move items 4B and C, just reverse their order. This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. So we have a recognition for former Mayor Robert Madsen. We've asked Council Member Stevens if he would present that one for us.
Thank you, Vice Chair. It's a pleasure to announce this recognition. The Ogden City Council and Mayor Caldwell proudly recognizes Mayor Robert Madsen for providing invaluable contributions to our Ogden community. Mayor Madsen played an instrumental role in revitalization of Ogden City. He was a member of the City Council from 1978 to 1984 and served as mayor from 1984 to 1988. Mayor Madsen was known for his effort in reviving Ogden's downtown and business district and the historic district. He was a strong advocate for the less fortunate, and he helped drive Ogden's effort to improve and increase low-income housing and preserve historical sites in Ogden, including Union Station. Mayor Madsen was very involved in the community as a business, local business owner and public servant. He ran the Ogden branch of the Madsen Furniture Business and was heavily involved in numerous local organizations, including the Ogden Rotary Club, the McKady Hospital Board of Directors. Mayor Madsen was also very active in his church, where he dedicated countless hours of service in a wide array of leadership positions. Mayor Madsen was a selfless, kind, and generous man. We are saddened by his passing and offer sincere condolences to his family, friends, and other close associates. We are grateful for the work Mayor Madsen has done for the community. We are confident that his legacy will continue for many years to come. Presented this 28th day of March to 2017. And with that, I would like to approve the recognition for Mayor Madsen.
Does this require, we just need to have those who are here to accept this award, and those who are friends and family come forward, and we'd like to recognize you and present this award to you. And we also like to take some pictures, so come on forward.
Right up here.
Have you speak for him.
So we're going to take a big group picture now.
And it's really nice to be here because we have the scouts and the boys and girls club, and the scouts have been very helpful.
Thank you. So we'll have Brittany take some. Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
If you could just say a few words. If you could just say a few words for us.
Oh.
Thank you.
When you move away from Ogden, you don't forget Ogden because it's the people. And they're warm and friendly. And that's what has lingered with us. But we come up here a lot because we still remember. The children love the dinosaur park, and we love the greenery, and we love the downtown atmosphere of all the cute little places, stores, and restaurants. And we have friends here. And our next-door neighbors from New Jersey think that Snow Basin is the only place to ski in Utah. And Ogden's influence, you know, I've been going through Bob's things and reading a book about the early settlers, and Ogden's influence has always been beyond Ogden and beyond the state and into the nation. And Ogden continues to be that great influence. And we love the Lindquist Aeronautical Museum at Hillfield. It's just everywhere. Ogden and Ogden people have made such terrific contributions. Thank you so very much. Our hearts are always here, and our friends too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to have great ambassadors for our city. Thank you for that. The next item is the recognition for the joint proclamation for the Boys and Girls Club Day. And we've asked Councilmember Lopez if he would present that one.
Thank you, Vice Chair Heyer. I'm honored to present this proclamation. I have some very strong affinity to after school programs, as I coordinated some of those programs when I used to work at a middle school for quite a number of years, and I had the privilege to work with Kate Badeau, who is now the executive director for the Boys and Girls Club, also for a number of years. And so we really appreciate everything you guys do for the community. Thank you for being here. So this is a joint proclamation of the Ogden City Council and Mayor declaring March 30th, 2017 Boys and Girls Club Day in Ogden City. Whereas Ogden's youth are tomorrow's leaders, and many of these kids benefit from professional youth services to help them reach their full potential, Boys and Girls Club fills the gap between school and home with welcoming, positive environments where youth have fun, participate in life-changing programs, and build supportive relationships with peers and caring adults. And whereas Boys and Girls Club of Weber Davis has four organizations in Ogden that provide service to more than 1,200 youth each year, Boys and Girls Club program take place in schools and community centers and are made possible through strong partnerships with the community, including school district, teachers, cities, local businesses, and professionals. And whereas Boys and Girls Clubs are at the forefront of efforts in academic success, healthy lifestyles, and good character and citizenship, these programs help youth graduate from high school, ready for college, trade school, military service, or employment. They teach kids how to become involved in the community, register to vote, and model strong character. And they help youth adopt a healthy diet and make a lifelong commitment to fitness. And whereas nearly 100,000 kids in Utah leave school every day with nowhere to go, they risk being unsupervised, unguided, and unsafe, Boys and Girls Club organizations in our state help ensure that our young people are off the streets, offering them a safe and supportive place to go and providing them with quality programs. And whereas Boys and Girls Clubs of Weber Davis is celebrating National Boys and Girls Club Week 2017 with more than 4,000 clubs and 2 million youth nationwide. As part of this week-long celebration, Boys and Girls Club invites residents to see firsthand how the organization opens doors for Ogden youth on March 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Odyssey Elementary. Now, therefore, the Ogden City Council and Mayor Michael P. Caldwell hereby proclaim March 30th, 2017 as Boys and Girls Club Day in Ogden City. We encourage residents to join with us in recognizing and commending the Boys and Girls Club organizations in our state for providing comprehensive, effective services to the youth in our community. Congratulations. And with that, now I make a motion that we adopt this joint proclamation for the Boys and Girls Club.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lopez, seconded by Councilmember Garner, to approve the joint proclamation. This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, great.
If we can have Kate come up and all her kids come up. Bring the kids.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Come on. Start over here. Start over here, please.
Go there. Come over all the way along.
Please.
This is our Ogden team club.
Ogden team.
Start right in the beginning and shake hands down the line.
Hi, high school kids.
Shake everybody's hand.
then we have our two board members, Jenna Wallen.
I can switch.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
¿Cómo están? Bien. Qué bueno. Hola. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for being here.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm here, Gina.
Hi.
How are you?
¿Cómo estás? Hi. Congratulations.
Don't sit down. We got to have it for the future.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Thanks so much. How are you? Oh, thank you. Nice to see you. Yes, yes.
They're everywhere.
Football team experience.
Huh?
It's a home run.
Come on. Let's take a picture. Guys, come on. The tall, hey,
the
tall
taller
people,
guys in the back.
Tall people on, at the end. Yeah.
No, we want
no,
you.
No,
right
no, you can be in the center. You can be in the center. We want you in the center.
More than
that. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Yay. Kate.
So I would like to just personally thank all of you for all of the support that you've given Boys and Girls Club for a really long time. I always get teared up when I talk about the club because it just means so much to me, and I know that it really does change lives. And I've told you when I spoke here last time how it changed my life when I was a kid in inner city Chicago. And when I look at the faces of all of these kids in back of us, know that Ogden Teen Club is here because of you. Our Ogden Teen Club is housed at the Marshall White Center because of your generosity and because of the funding that you've given us, and we've been able to leverage that to receive twice as much money from our state and federal funds. And so we just hope to continue to grow this program. We have an invitation. I know you all should have received something in the mail or email on our day at Odyssey. And then we also are doing, it's really fun that our club members came up with a fundraiser to do a food truck rally out in Roy now. And then hopefully next year we're going to bring it to Ogden to do it here. But it's a nice fundraiser that we felt that all of our families and communities can enjoy to help support what we do and raise some money for us. But so we hope to see you at Odyssey so you can come out and see what we're doing there. And then I just want to thank all of these kids here because they come every day and they work really hard to give themselves a great life. So thank you.
Thank you for being here. It's always inspiring to see the youth come to these meetings. I'm sure they've got things they'd really rather do. So thank you for being here. It helps us. Next item on our agenda is a recognition of Judge Andrea Lockwood, and it is my pleasure to present this one. The Ogden City Council and Mayor proudly recognize Judge Andrea Lockwood for providing invaluable contributions to the Ogden community. Judge Andrea Lockwood played a vital role in providing residents with justice and fairness during her 37 years with the city. She began her journey at Weber State University, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in History and Political Science. She continued her education at Brigham Young University and earned a law degree from the J. Reuben Clark Law School. Judge Lockwood spent her entire career with Ogden City. She worked in the Ogden City Attorney's Office for 27 years, serving as the Chief Deputy City Attorney during the last four. In 2006, she was appointed as the second judge for Ogden's new Justice Court, the first and only woman to hold this position to date. In addition to this role, Judge Lockwood served as a member of the McKay-D Foundation Board, a board member of the Midtown Community Health Center, and as an education director for the 2nd District Court in Ogden. She also co-directs a PALS program for children with Down syndrome and was recognized with the 2015 Justice Court Service Award for her dedication to fellow judges and the Utah judiciary. We are grateful for Judge Lockwood's countless contributions to the Ogden community and look forward to all that she will accomplish in the next chapter of her life. We wish her our best in all her future endeavors. So with that, we'd like to have her come forward, and we'd like to present this plaque to her. Why don't you bring your contingent with you?
Yeah. Do you want your family up here with you?
Yeah. I love my son. Yeah, come on up.
I'm going to have a picture with Mom.
Andrea, you got some orders?
Thank you very much for this recognition. You know, you find yourself more in this position. I mean, I take a deep breath. I've given this clue to a lot of people that in moments like this, you just take a deep breath, so you don't babble like an idiot. But I find myself appreciating greatly the recognition. It's very gratifying. But I also find myself saying thank you more often than not for all the people that I've had the privilege to work with. And I have to tell you, the sheer privilege it has been to work for this city. It's a great place to work, not only in developing the skills I developed over time in the career. It gave me great opportunities to do that. It was a great place to work as a single mother with two children. You're very supportive to your employees, and excuse me. And it has been a privilege also to be able to contribute to the community in the role that I served in the city attorney's office, but also for the court. I love this city, and I greatly enjoyed being part of all of the efforts to make this a better place to live for not only myself, my family, but for the community at large. I'd like to thank Gary also. I had the privilege of working with Gary for a number of years before we all jumped ship and went over across the parking lot. I thought it was somewhat surprising when I saw the resolution for Mayor Manson. Since when I started in the civil office, moving from the prosecution office over to the civil office, he was the mayor at that time. So he was the first mayor that I had the opportunity to serve. And there have been a number of them when I look at over that 37-year period. Again, I want to say thank you for this recognition, but also thank you for all you do in carrying forward the traditions of our city and working every day to make it a better place. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got to say, I met Andrea about 22 years ago when she was the Planning Commission's representation, and we went through some fun stuff together. But I tell you what is especially nice is being able to recognize somebody that is living. And so thank you for not being dead.
I'm happy to hear you say it wasn't in her courtroom. So that
tried to bribe her ahead of time. We gave her We gave her a little something ahead of time in case I ever got called in. Thank you for all your service. Thanks again. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Vice Chair Heyer.
Yes.
Before we move away from recognitions, if I could have a moment to make a comment, would that be okay?
Comment away.
Okay. It's a little off script, but don't worry, I'll stay within decorum.
Okay.
But I just wanted to recognize Deshara Thomas in the crowd. She goes by Dee Dee, by her teammates at Weber State. She's a guard and point guard on the court, but more importantly, she's a favorite player to my two little girls, ages 6 and 7, names Hazel and Millie. And Dee Dee, just wanted to thank you for all you've done on the court, but most importantly, the way that you have carried yourself on and off the court, and just the manner in which you've allowed my girls to look up to you and to watch you, and they've just... They just think the world of the way that you have competed on the court, and you've been nothing but a class act every time you've interacted with my kids. So I want to say thank you and to give you some recognition today. Thanks.
Thanks, Councilmember Nadolski.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Appreciate it.
All right, next item on our agenda is our common consent portion. We have one item, Ogden Housing Authority reappointments.
Rich, or Vice Chair Heyer, I'll make a motion that we adopt the item of common consent.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Garner, seconded by Councilmember Lopez, to approve the common consent agenda. This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Okay, next item is the approval of minutes. First is work session of October 4th, 2016. Councilmember Blair?
Yes, thank you, Vice Chair Heyer. I have reviewed those minutes and found them to be accurate.
And second, the work session of December 13th, 2016. Councilmember Garner.
Yes, Vice Chair Heyer, I have reviewed those minutes and found them to be correct, and I move that we adopt the minutes as approved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Garner, seconded by Councilmember Blair to approve the minutes. This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those are approved and in the record. Next item is... reports from administration, our water grant application, and we will be hearing from
Kenton Moffitt.
Kenton Moffitt. Welcome, Mr. Moffitt.
It's great to be here. Appreciate the council and appreciate the administration letting me represent them to talk about this grant that we're going after under the EPA's Water Smart Program. What we're looking to do is obtain funding from the EPA for $25,000, and we would match that with cash as well as in-kind contributions to start a smart irrigation controller program. This money would be coming out of an operation budget, so there's no additional appropriations. This motion is more for the resolution that the grant requires, so that we know that the council of the council of the entity involved supports this project. So what the project will be is similar to what Weber Basin has done in recent years, is provide irrigation controllers to residents of the city, smart irrigation controllers. These controllers communicate with the internet and gather data from weather reports, also features on the property owner's land, like soil types, slopes, things of that nature.
Could you pull the mic up just
a minute? Yeah, sorry. To help someone's system run more effectively, use less water, save the customer money, things of that nature. So the program will be the customer will procure an irrigation controller from an approved list that we'll develop, and then we will visit the homeowner's yard, look at it, make sure the irrigation system is in good repair, things of that nature. Make sure that if there is any repairs that they are taken care of by the person participating in the program, then the rebate would be issued at that point. And then we would follow up a year later to make sure that the irrigation controller is still in use, make sure that good principles are still being used so this can save water for the city. So we think this will be helpful for people. It will create an interactive experience with residents so that I know it's easy to set a clock and then kind of forget the irrigation controller. This will be interactive. It will be able to be adjusted remotely from the internet and things of that nature. So that is what that's what this program is going to be. So is there any questions?
Any questions for Kenton?
Maybe some clarification for those who may watch this. Or this will be mostly beneficial for those who are using culinary water.
Correct. That's what we're kind of gearing it towards. Yeah.
And really helping with their sprinkling systems to help with this process. But once you visit them and everything is in place, there's a refund for the meter?
Correct. That's what the rebate is, yep.
A rebate.
Pays for the meter, correct. Correct. After the initial repairs are made, yeah.
Right. Not after the 1 year, but just after the initial repairs and you know everything is working.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? What is the, when would you know if you get the grant?
Later in the summer is when they have it scheduled. I want to say it's August. I don't remember off the top of my head quite what it is, but I believe it's that
point. Are you planning to start this before that time?
No, we're going to wait and see when the funding's available. And then we'll examine how popular it is and things of that nature and decide if we want to continue it going forward. And we'll obviously, this first time around will be a bit of a learning experience for us. We've talked with Riverbasin and things, but we'll learn better ways to do things, more effective ways to do things, and adjust it accordingly. So.
Well, thank you for looking into this and being proactive about this. This will be a good thing for the citizens.
Great. Thank you.
Kenton?
Yeah.
And did you mention already how you're going to let the residents know that this is available or how they can go about getting one?
Yeah, we'll publish it on our website. We'll publish it in our newsletter that goes out a couple times a year with the bills. Talk about it. We'll have social media. I'm sure we'll post it on there as well.
Okay.
And if for some reason the demand is low or something, we'll put it in certain all the bills. You know, we'll just see how the demand is and then adjust how we publish it accordingly. But
so if we're getting, if we're waiting until we get notification on receiving the grant award, which I agree we should do, and then assuming we'd have to open the budget to accept the monies before it could be spent, and we're not going to find out until August, then the program needs to be developed and geared up. We're probably most of the way through this current water year. So the monies would then, if we're awarded the monies, more likely we'd be implementing the program in the following next water year.
Yeah, we want to see how the controllers perform over an entire irrigation season is what the goal will be. We're not going to wait until we have the money to get like all the forms and things put together. We'll get that all ready to go, but we'll just kind of mull it over. We just want to see a full year of, and you could see the change even at the end of a season, because like the spring and the fall are really where a lot of the water gets wasted, right? Because it cools down. So if we don't get it in place until, you know, mid late summer, we'd still have that fall season to look at, and then the next year. So we might try and go ahead with it. We'll just see how it all plays out, how quickly we can get the funds actually here and things of that nature. Try and go forward as quick as we can. So appreciate your feedback and any other feedback you guys have. If you hear anything from your constituents and about their desires, we'd really like to hear the feedback so we can tailor it to their needs. So
I can give you some personal experience.
Yeah, please do.
It takes about 2 months for a property owner to kind of get to know how that works and to dial it in and to tweak it in to where, you know, the idea is to just have, it's not quite dying in grass, you know. So, and it takes a little while to kind of tweak that in. It's going to take you a couple months before you get any data that's going to be valuable to you, I think. So.
But it'll be nice.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Any other comments or looking for a motion?
Vice Chair Heyer, I make a motion that we adopt
Proposed joint resolution 2017-3.
I second it.
We have a motion by Councilmember Lopez, seconded by Councilmember Stevens, to adopt joint resolution 2017-3. This is a roll call vote.
Councilmember Blair?
Aye.
Councilmember Garner?
Aye.
Councilmember Lopez?
Aye.
Councilmember Nadolski? Aye. Councilmember Stevens?
Aye.
Vice Chair Heyer?
Aye.
Chair White?
Aye.
That passes unanimously. And all right, we're looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a good thing for our city. Next item on our agenda is public comments, and this is an opportunity to address the council regarding any topic. Please give us your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
My name is Pam Tingey. I've got to read this. According to the internet, Ogden City runs on a budget of $190 million a year with 600 full-time employees. If 600 employees drank 3 cans of pop a day and donated the empty cans to a cause, that would be 1,800 cans a day, 12,600 cans a week, 50,400 cans a month. At 3 cents a can is roughly $1,500 a month. That is if the cans are 3 cents. Now, the same calculations of 600 employees drank 3 fountain drinks a day and donated 10 cents per can per drink. The cost the company pays for the drink before you pay for it, 30 cents. 600 employees times 30 cents a drink per day, $180 a day times 30 is $5,400 a month. We don't have enough time to tell you what we could do with that money for the homeless a month. If we had the money, I hate to say you all, spend your way to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and heart disease. My friend and I want to open a mentoring and consulting business for those who need a place change, for those who need to place a change to change their focus for improvement in their lives. Matthew Lee has agreed to repair and open his building on 2258 31st Street and let us use it for that purpose on his own time and expense. What is stopping him is the house is being punished for the non-conforming and negligence of the previous owners. It is the only house on the block in repair mode that is not allowed to be repaired. He has contractors standing by, ready to start. It is not any more dangerous than any of the houses on that same block and less dangerous than some of the homeless people are occupying. We submit that you all pull your money together, buy us a building on your own time and expense so we can have a place to email you from with what we are doing for and with the homeless to encourage them to want to focus on a new way of life. I have lived at the Lantern House. It is nice. I was kicked out for no show, no call in July for getting permission to attend a training in Salt Lake City to teach the mentally ill. I wrote a request 2 weeks before I went. The night before I left, I told her I had to leave a day early. I saw her write down when I could come back. I was not allowed to come back and was released from residence. I attended leadership meetings on Tuesday nights and taught classes in the Utah State Prison on Thursdays. She said I was not allowed to do that because it was at night. Life improvement continues at night. We have a curriculum we would really like to show these homeless people, and I have been involved with these homeless people for over a year. And this is part of the curriculum we are using. And if anybody would like to take and use this, read this until next Tuesday, I could pick it up from you. I would gladly leave it for you to look at it.
It sounds like what we ought to do is to have someone from the administration connect with Pam and see if we can't make sure that that's as effective as possible.
And it would be building services and code enforcement, Aline Evans, that would be able to pull that and see where the status is on that home. So, yeah, I would be happy to do that.
Thank
if we can get your number and contact information after.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hang around until you connect with somebody. Okay. Thank you. All right, is there anyone else? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on. Comments from Mayor Caldwell.
Two quick things. I'd like to congratulate Janine on her appointment. I wasn't here last week to offer my congratulations, so I think that was a great process, and we had some very qualified people that were interested in it and wanted to pass along my congratulations on your appointment there. And then I'd also like, as Kenton and Jay are both in the room still, those of you that are aware, we've had 200% of normal in terms of snow and moisture. Our rivers have been at capacity or better, and appreciate the work you guys have done with Weber Basin Water to minimize potential issues and flooding. You guys have been absolutely on top of that, and it is certainly recognized that had the potential to really cause a lot of damage, and without that kind of careful consideration, I think would be in a lot worse position. So thank you very much.
Great, thanks. Council members, any comments? Okay. Next item on our agenda is the consideration of adjourning into a closed executive session. Do we have a motion?
Vice Chair, I will make a motion that we adjourn into a closed executive session.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Blair, seconded by Councilmember Garner to adjourn into a closed executive session. This is a roll call vote.
Councilmember Garner?
Aye.
Councilmember Lopez?
Aye.
Councilmember Nadolski?
Aye.
Councilmember Stevens?
Aye.
Councilmember Blair?
Aye.
Vice Chair Heyer?
Aye.
Chair White?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. We will now adjourn into a closed executive session, and we will be adjourning from this meeting at the end of that. So I guess we're finished with all of you tonight. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your participation.